This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A new video has surfaced that's adding to the national controversy about how police treat people of color. It appears to show a white police officer throwing a teenage girl in a bathing suit to the ground, then pinning her down after a disturbance at a community pool in a suburb of Dallas on Friday night. Authorities in McKinney, Texas are now investigating. While details of this case are just beginning to emerge, this could renew calls to hire more police from diverse backgrounds. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports as part of our series, Behind the Blue Line, the costs of a changing police force.
Here's the sensitive question. Are people of color more at risk when the majority of police officers they encounter are white? I headed to a law enforcement expo near Portland, Oregon, where they were using a police training video simulator.
You can engage him to the bookcases, so that way he's not going to sneak up on you.
Veteran instructor Scott Diulo runs these use of force simulations.
Scenario is, you're attempting to stop a vehicle, and these people do not like the police. Hit the siren.
I ask him if the average police officer is more likely to shoot someone if that person is black. Turns out they train with a scenario like this. Cops are pursuing an active shooter in a movie theater. Then, says Diulo,
we have a black male off-duty officer come out with his badge in his hand.
He's also holding a gun.
We have officers still shooting him, even though he's screaming, I'm a cop, I'm a cop, a cop. They're not seeing the color of his skin. That's not coming into play. What it is they see the gun, and they're reacting to it.
However, academic research on this shows police do react to the race of the person they confront. Joshua Correll is a neuroscientist at the University of Colorado. In his experiments, Correll puts police officers in front of a screen, and a character pops up, black or white, holding a gun or a cell phone.
When we look at their response times, we do see a pattern of racial bias. If it's a black guy with a gun, they respond really quickly. And if it's a white guy with a gun, they make the right decision. They shoot him, but it takes them a second.
And when Correll says they, he means white cops and cops of color, which is one reason Dolores Jones Brown is skeptical that minority recruitment alone is the answer. Jones Brown is a professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
There is, I think, a bit of naivete, the notion that if you have a officer of color, that officer can't engage in racial profiling.
NYPD patrol officer Sean Forbes sees this in his daily work. He's black, and he says sometimes he sees minority cops treating people of color more harshly than white cops do.
I've seen officers of color, black and Hispanic, who basically they fit right into the I gotta prove myself kind of attitude. I got to make sure these guys realize I'm in charge.
And that they're on the police side of the blue line. Forbes says having more police of color can help build trust in minority communities. Still, attracting more black and Hispanic recruits continues to be an elusive goal. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.